in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
The title of our sermon is so peculiar tonight. If you notice, it's not even in your bulletin. I haven't noticed the screen. No, I don't see it there, which is fine. The title for our message tonight is, in fact, it's so long, we couldn't even get it on the church sign. Here's the title. You'll see why in just a moment. Our title is, A Kansas Dog and the Leipzig Orchestra. You may be wondering, what does that at all have to do with the gospel, with the new year? Hang on, you'll find out. The text our message is based upon is from Romans chapter 1, verse 5. And here's the verse. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, and for His name's sake, we have received God's grace. Again, our title, A Kansas Dog and the Leipzig Orchestra. But first of all, a question. How do you want to begin this new year? How do you want to start off with the new year 2011? How about beginning with and living in the grace of God? Grace is the undeserved, unmerited, nothing you could ever do to earn it, kindness of God to sinners. Note the text from Romans says it comes to us through Jesus Christ and for His name's sake. Now, you've heard me say it before. What is grace? I'll spell it with you. G-R-A-C-E. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. The riches of God, the forgiveness of our sins, the gift of everlasting life in heaven, these are God's riches. But how did they come to us? At Christ's expense. His suffering and death on the cross for your sins and mine and for the sins of the world. As the text says, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, next the text says we get God's grace for His name's sake. What does that mean? We get God's grace for His name's sake. Namesake is a Hebrew expression from the Old Testament. Namesake means just because God wants to. Namesake means it's God's nature to be graceful to sinful people who need it. God's kindness to sinners, that's grace. What a wonderful way to begin the new year. And now, the rest of today's sermon will take the form of a story. For those of you who are members here, you've heard me use story sermons before. If you're a guest or a visitor, what's coming up next is not a typical sermon. But that's fine because this is not a typical night. It's New Year's Eve. What does God have in store for us? Listen to this story I'm about to share. But if you've been around here long enough, you know that in, with, and under the story will come a sermon that has application for your life and for mine. Again, our title, A Kansas Dog and the Leipzig Orchestra. Well, what happens when a dog interrupts a famous orchestra in a concert? To answer that question, come with me to the Hawk Auditorium in Lawrence, Kansas. Take your seat in the auditorium and behold the Leipzig Orchestra, the oldest continually operating orchestra in the world. The greatest composers and conductors of all history have operated this orchestra. It's been around for over 300 years, since the days of Beethoven himself. You watch as stately dressed Europeans take the stage. You listen as professional musicians tune their instruments, as the violinist plucks her violin strings, as the percussionist puts his ears to the kettle drum. You sit a little straighter in your seat when the lights dim and you know the orchestra is about ready to begin. The conductor, dressed in a tuxedo with long tails, leaps onto the podium, takes his place, raises his baton, and the audience holds their breath. Now there's a second between lightning and thunder. And there's also a second between the time the baton raises and the explosion of music. And the world-famous Beethoven's Third Symphony is about to begin. You know how it sounds. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Such was the power of that summer night in Lawrence, Kansas. That hot, humid summer night in Lawrence, Kansas. Well, I mentioned the weather, so you'll understand why the side doors were left open by the orchestra. It was a hot night. It was a humid night. And the Hawk Auditorium is an historic building without any air conditioning. Combine the heavy lights with the fast-paced music and the busily playing orchestra, and you have the makings for an overheated orchestra. And so out of kindness, the stagehands left the side doors open in the auditorium. And now, enters stage right, a dog. A brown Kansas dog. Not a mean dog. Not a mad dog. Just a curious dog. Now maybe, as you see him pass between the basses and he makes his way finally to the violins and cellos, begin to wonder what's going on as his tail wags with the music. And as he passes through the orchestra players, they each look at each other and they look at him, but they keep playing their instruments. But then the dog pauses as he takes a liking to a certain cello. Perhaps it was the passing of the bow. Perhaps it was because the passing of the bow was right at his eye level. Whatever it was, it caused the dog's attention, and he stopped and he watched. The cellist wasn't sure what to do. She had never played before for a one-dog audience. And they don't teach you in the Juilliard School of Music what happens when dog spit or dog slobber gets put upon a 16th century cello. But the dog did nothing but watch for a few moments, and then the dog moved on. Had he passed through the orchestra, things would have been fine. Had he made his way into the beckoning hands of a stagehand, everything would have been great. But he didn't leave. The dog stayed at home in the splendor, just wandering through the meadows of music and the most historic orchestra in the world, in the middle of the most important pieces of music in the world. He visited the violins. His head turned at the trumpets. Finally, he stopped by the side of the conductor. And Beethoven's Third Symphony became completely undone. The musicians laughed. The audience laughed. The dog looked up at the conductor and he panted. And then the conductor lowered his baton. The most historic orchestra in the world. One of the most famous pieces of music ever written. A night wrapped in glory. All brought to a halt because of a wandering Kansas dog. The chuckle ceased as the conductor turned. The prim conductor, the proper conductor, the German conductor. What fury might erupt? The audience grew silent as the conductor faced them. The polished, proper German conductor looked at the crowd, looked down at the dog, looked at the crowd again and raised his hands in a universal gesture, and everybody laughed. The conductor stepped off the podium then and scratched that brown Kansas dog behind his ears. The tail began to wag again. The conductor spoke to the dog. He spoke in German, but the Kansas dog seemed to understand everything he was saying. They visited for a few moments until the conductor took the dog by the collar and gently led him off the stage. You would have thought the dog was a superstar by the way the audience applauded. Then the conductor returned. The music began again, and Beethoven's Third Symphony was none the worse for wear or tear. Now I ask you a question. Can you find you and me in this story? I can. Just call us Fido the dog and consider God the orchestra conductor. Envision the moment when we will walk upon God's stage in heaven. We won't deserve to. We will have never earned the right. We know we don't belong there because of our sin-filled lives. But we'll walk next to God. We'll stand by His side. And we'll worship. He too will stop what He was doing. And He will take personally time to welcome us. But He will not lead us away. He will invite us to remain forever on His stage as His guests. And we can hardly believe it. My friends, that is God's grace. Into today's sermon text from St. Paul's book to the Romans, St. Paul puts it this way. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, and for His name's sake, we have received grace. What is grace? God's riches at Christ's expense. The very riches of God. His love for sinners. His forgiveness of sins because of Christ's sacrifice. All of these gifts and the gift of heaven. And they came at Christ's expense. Through Jesus Christ our Lord and for His name's sake, we have received grace. Please join me in celebrating God's grace. I can think of no better way to begin the year 2011. So, come on, Fido. Let's take our place on God's stage of grace. Today, this new year, and for eternity. And how can we do that? As St. Paul says, through Jesus Christ our Lord, and for His name's sake. So, grace be unto you this new year, 2011. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.